Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining us for live paranormal radio. From the paranormal to the unexplained, it all happens here.
It all happens here.
Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in our live video chat 24/7 with our live paranormal radio show hosts and other like-minded people. Live. Paranormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by Full Interaction Media. Stop by now and join the fun.
Stop by now and join the fun.
Well, hello, hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to Live Paranormal Spotlight Radio. I am Nikki Paranormal, Nicole Neville, whichever, don't really care. Call me whatever. Even if it's nasty, I'll probably reply because I just don't care. But yeah, so we've got a really exciting show lined up for tonight. For those of you who are not aware, you might be listening somewhere else, get your butt on over to liveparanormal.com and join us in the live interactive chat room. If you have a login, great. If you don't, go make one. We don't want too much information from you. You'll click the join or login tab, obviously, do either of them that you know you have to do. Go to radio. Once you've done that, go to radio, live radio players, and then two boxes will pop up on the screen. It'll be the one on the left-hand side, and then that will bring you into the live interactive chat. So I'm going to go ahead and bring in Rob, the guy who wants to join. Hello.
Hello. Good evening.
Yes.
Thank you for joining me on liveparanormal.com radio. I am very excited for tonight's show. So excited that I can't even stand it. There's so much going on, so much to talk about, so many cool topics. You know, we have a great guest. And
yes.
Eerily enough, when I was putting together the press release today, I realized that 1 year to the date, he was our guest. Tim Lewis was our guest 1 year exactly. And it was not
wow.
My design. So it's the 1 year anniversary of our previous Tim Woolworth interview. And that's who we have on.
Riveting.
It's almost like it was meant to be. And
yeah.
Well, I guess when I set it up then it was kind of meant to be, but you know, we get to talk
right.
about one of our probably co-favorite topics, which, you know, we don't have a lot of co-favorite topics, the ghost box.
Not mutually, no.
No, not at all.
In fact, and, this would probably be one of the very few that we do see eye on, maybe.
Yeah. It's the only thing we have in common is the ghost box.
And our birthday, it's about it.
That's true. And the fact that we're twins. But besides that, we did nothing.
Excuse me, but okay. Twins.
Well, I mean, twins. Twins just having the same birthday. But anyway, the ghost box. And,
yeah.
You know, we use it on every investigation we do. And we have gotten some wonderful results. We've used it in our Breaking Darkness production with, I think, tremendous results. And, you know, we're going to be doing an experiment.
Yeah.
And I, like I said, I'm really excited about talking tonight to Tim and talking to you about the ghost box and whatever else we come up with. And I'm actually excited. It's not just like, there's nights that
I'm
excited. Because
I'd hate for you to be friggin' fake excited, because that would be some crap right there.
That's like 50% of the time I'm fake excited, but tonight's not one of those nights. I'm like really excited.
Holy shit. Everyone mark this down in your calendar so within in a year from now, when we have Tim back on a year from now, we could talk about the fact that
right.
Rob was excited about something, and he actually
right.
was excited about it, so... It's actually a monumental
not,
moment. In fact, it's going to go on my freaking calendar because,
fake.
Let's be honest,
I was not fake excited. Because a lot of times, you know, let's face it, I'll be like, oh, I'm really
oh,
excited
don't
for
worry, we can
today's
totally
show.
tell.
You know, and I'm like rolling my eyes and like, oh, making like weird faces and stuff. I'm like, oh, I'm so excited. It's gonna be a great show.
Well, I'm sure our guest is really excited because he's in the call queue.
He is. That's fantastic. I'm excited
Speaking
to bring him on.
Really excited right there. You know, that was a great way to get yourself right on into this is to, you know, nice segue.
To say that I'm legitimately excited for tonight's show?
I think that's actually a
fantastic
excited
compliment.
For one. Yeah, I know. So all
it's,
the other people we've ever
compliment.
Said that to can understand that Tim Woolworth, as a guest, talking about this topic is the thing that makes him, you know, excited about doing a show. And everybody else, well, sorry about your luck.
I might have been just talking about my ghost box experiment too. You know, you never know. But let's bring
well,
on.
Well, I'm
going to
go ahead and bring Tim Woolworth in, so maybe he could save the friggin' day because this is going downhill quick.
It's not. It's going uphill. I'm excited.
Oh, I'm excited too, guys.
You know what? It's
okay.
An exciting time, and I think you know, an exciting time like this calls for a radio show. So. You know, it's been a while. It's been, what, like 6 hours since we have talked. And, yeah, I've been really pumped up the entire
long
6 or 7 hours
for them,
since
guys.
Last time. Well,
oh,
you know what? That the ghost box is something that we, you know, as I mentioned, we use on all of our investigations. It took me a while to kind of get
You were like cuckoo face in my ghost box.
Is
he
there
was
a
not
ghost box
having
bug or not?
It.
I don't know if there is a ghost box bug, which actually I don't know if it's just because I'm off tonight or whatever, but saying ghost box bug was like kind of like a tongue twister, but maybe that's not really a tongue twister. Is a ghost box bug, I think I had caught it because I was like so on it. You know, but I would say for over 2 years, we probably use it on every investigation, so. No, it's
he was twisting your arm at first,
but
you got on board finally. About damn time.
I'm a bit stubborn at times, and
you think?
You know, maybe because it wasn't my idea to use it, then I had to hold
tight.
That's
usually why
you
have a problem. Yeah.
All right, it's got to come right from my idea. So until I was one like, hey, we should use Ghostbox, then you know, I wasn't on board, but. That's not, has nothing to do with Tim Woolworth. So
it's an angelic moment when the sky was, you know, suddenly just beautiful and everything clicked and he had an intimate, like, music plays in the background, love music, and he's, like, all looking longingly at his ghost box. Yep.
Well, so, Tim.
Yes, sir.
I guess for those listening who aren't familiar with your work, and I would be surprised if they're not. Can you give us a little bit of self-introduction?
Yeah, I'm a paranormal investigator like every other Tom, Dick, and Harry in the field. I've been investigating since 2008, but my main area of specialty is ITC, which is instrumental transcommunication. I founded a site called ITC Voices back in 2010, which basically focused on ghost box communication, which is the topic for tonight. And most of the theories that are currently being espoused and used in the field have come from my website. I've written more theory on it than anyone else. I've conducted worldwide experiments, and ghost boxes are my passion. So I'm really excited for what you've got coming down the pipe.
Well, I appreciate it, and I definitely appreciate having you on tonight. As we mentioned, I don't know when you had called in, but it is the 1 year anniversary of our previous interview. And
weird.
it
I
not
know,
quite
right?
I don't have anything
orderly
to say.
Here.
Right. I don't get why.
Your 1 year
follow. Right. So then, apparently, next year on the 20th. Of April, I believe, is the date. We will be coming live on April 20th, 2018.
Keep your calendar open, please.
So I think that's pretty much it's the new standard. So if you just want to thumb through your calendar, just mark a snap for the next 4 or 5 years on that date, just Tuesday night, 10:30.
I was just completely and totally surprised after our phone conversation earlier, and then you text me a couple hours later. It's like, oh yeah, it's been 1 year to the day since you were on the show. That's just creepy coincidental. I like it.
It is. It couldn't be more meant to be. That just shows that it's meant to be, because you know, we have a bit of you know, like I mentioned earlier today, we don't really do, or I used to do, the big announcement shows, and Nicole's not a big fan of them. And you know, I kind of agree. You know, like promoting a big announcement or whatever. It's,
well,
it's
like how many can you have? You know,
well,
people are like, no, it's not.
I can't help that we announce something cool pretty much on every show. You know, that's.
Well, I know, but
I guess
I'm just saying it's kind of like unbelievable when it's every week. It's like breaking news. Oh my gosh, there's a shattering amazingness, and it's like
there is a lot of,
really, you haven't
done something
every
news
week that does that. It's a bomb.
Right. And it's always good stuff. It's never like I stubbed my toe or anything. You know, it's something complex and interesting. And but, you know, what Tim and I are referring to is, we talked about earlier today, this idea that came about a couple months ago at least, and or probably over the winter. And, yeah, I was kind of stewing and playing with different options and what I was going to do. But we're going to do a ghost box night. And, yeah, I kind of came to Tim and was like, hey, what do you think about this idea? And, you know, Tim being a leader in ITC, he was like, you know, I think this is fantastic. And basically it's going to be a large scale ghost box experiment where we're going to run a live ghost box on liveparanormal.com and ghosthunting.com. And we're hoping that, you know, people sign up, which is going to be free to get involved, and run the ghost box on a specific day and specific time. And we're going to collect everyone's evidence and see if there's any, I guess you would say, anything that like doesn't match up when it comes to evidence. You know, we're hoping that there's going to be a couple anomalies in, you know, what people hear and the different timestamps, and, you know, maybe we'll get some interesting responses.
And I think it's definitely possible to get interesting responses, because as an investigator, I know you've probably encountered this before. You can set down four recorders in a room doing an EVP session, and an EVP might come through on one of the recorders alone, even if it's, you know, 3 feet from another recorder. That being said, with everybody listening to the same source, Ghost Box, everybody's going to be recording in a different methodology. Some people will be recording direct from their computer. Some people will be recording from the speakers. And you never know what you're going to get. I am looking most forward towards transform EVP happening after the speaker. So the sound is actually manipulated in the room where the person is recording. So if experimenter A records a simple message that says, hi, experimenter A, but all the other experimenters didn't record that, and we have the timestamp of when it happened originally, then that's transform EVP that happened in a room. And that is solid experimental data that can be used to grow further experiments. And that's why I'm really excited about this.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and that's true. I think, you know, if you have 100 people, you know, just to use a simple mathematical number, and 99 are running, you know, at a ghost box at 8 minutes and 12, you know, the 8:12 mark, let's say, for example, and there's one voice that comes through, and no one else has that. The 99 others do not. You know, I don't know how you don't mark that as some sort of a paranormal activity, because the anomaly would just be fantastic, I think.
Yeah, and I think that's a definite possibility. It may not happen in the first session, but I think it will happen at some point very, very close to the first session, if not the first session.
Well, we're going to try to do them, you know, pretty often, probably a monthly ghost box night, or a monthly experiment. Try to maybe mix it up a little bit, and, you know, throw in different variables and whatnot. But, you know, for the first one, you know, we're looking on the 20th of May, and you know, put it up there for a couple hours, and you know, just see what people get. And you know, I think the what I find particularly interesting is that, you know, we're opening up to everybody. They don't need to be a paranormal team. They don't need to, you know, have investigated before. They don't need to be at a haunted, well-known haunted location. You know, the criteria of where they run it is not there. It's non-existent. You know, which I think obviously opens it up to a lot more people to get involved. And you don't necessarily need a 100 investigations underneath your belt to run a ghost box, a successful, you know, ghost box experiment. So, you know, we're opening up to everybody, and yeah, I think that's going to be fun, because there's people probably out there who, you know, want to investigate but do not know how, or want to use ghost box and have never used a ghost box, they don't have access to it, and it gives them the opportunity to put it and maybe see our tutorial and call with any questions if we have a show ahead of time, you know, beforehand in regard to it. And, you know, we're going to try to, you know, make it as interactive as possible. So if people do have questions or, you know, anything ahead of time, then we can, you know, supply that. So, you know, it's going to be hands-on, as hands-on as it can be.
And it can also demonstrate spooky action at a distance. Because if you have a ghost box in one location where it's running it live through ghosthunting.com or the other domain, if someone's name who is listening to it is called out and that person is obviously nowhere within the vicinity, there is quantum entanglement there. Because however the sound source is coming through, they know on the other side that that particular person is listening and there's a message for them. That
right.
is what is absolutely fantastic. If we can...
You still there?
Hello?
There was siren.
Hello?
And then he left. Did you hear that?
Yeah, and you know what's really weird? Before that, I actually got completely cut off. My computer completely shut down, and
so
I don't know. I can't explain it. His call has dropped, so I'll see if he calls back in. If not, then
maybe
I'm going to be a little worried.
Driving and he may have just gotten a speeding ticket.
You know what? We've been there before.
I know. Don't even talk about it. Because
1 minute, less than
story.
A minute apart, I believe, was the... Yeah.
Yeah, I called you on the phone and I said, I guess got a speeding ticket. And you're like, oh my God, I'm getting pulled over.
Yeah, you said that you were just got pulled over. Like the cop, I don't even think, came to the car yet or something. And then I'm like,
yeah.
Great, thanks a lot. Now I'm getting pulled over. I have to go. Yeah. That was really, really weird. Kind of like me getting disconnected just now. And it has done this one time before, and this is when we weren't on air. You remember when that happened with the black shadow thing?
Yes, and I, you know what else is weird is
that just
maybe,
happened now.
Maybe the
maybe we're getting too close to answering things or something.
Yeah, the paranormal
well, he's
gods
back
are
in
like,
now.
Wait a minute.
I know, they're like, whoa now.
Too good.
Yeah, because that was really weird. I got completely cut off too. So here, he's back in, so let me bring him back into the show. Hi.
Yeah, I was just
we're having a great night here.
And everything, yeah, everything just died all of a sudden. It's weird.
We heard sirens, and then you were gone. We're like, uh-oh.
Like, we hope that's going okay over there. Oh, boy.
Right. So we either thought you got a speeding ticket, or the paranormal gods were looking at the experiment saying, whoa, wait a minute. They're getting too good.
That was them in the background.
This is too close. That was the paranormal siren going off. It was like, whoa, whoa. This experiment sounds like it could be too good.
We breached a zone that we weren't supposed to. We got too far here. And, like, the alarms went off. Because my computer completely turned off prior to you getting disconnected. I got back in, and then you disappeared. And I'm like, oh, my goodness, what is happening?
Well, and then the irony of the whole thing is prior to this show, Nicole was like, you're not calling in from your stupid phone, are you? Because you know you're going to get disconnected. And I was the only one that did not get disconnected in that scenario. So go figure that that one out. For...
Well, you know what, Rob, I'll have to congratulate you because you know what? You must be sitting in the one single, like, you know, square foot area of wherever you're at. And your phone's actually working tonight. Thus far, knocking on wood, because I know better than to...
Oh, that's an awful jinx. I think that I should not have said that, but
yep, there you go.
I think we have left off.
We're glad everything's okay there.
Right. Unless he's gone again.
No, I'm here.
Okay, good.
Oh, good.
But,
I want to go.
Well, I think once you lose somebody, then it's kind of like the rest of the show. We're gonna be like. Yeah, there's going to be a, like, we're going to be in limbo if you're actually there or not. So forgive the,
we're like the helicopter
are you there?
Parents.
Right. Is everything okay? But, you know, as we were saying, you know, I think you had left off when you were talking about, you know, a voice coming through of someone listening, or I'm partaking in the experiment, but through the ghost box ran at the live paranormal headquarters, which would be actually fantastic. So, you know, I think what's cool is I've talked to people throughout the world, not just, you know, our country, and it's going to be a worldwide experiment, and I think that's kind of neat too, for lack of a better word, to know that it's going to be done throughout the world. You know, it's a global experiment, so you know, hopefully we'll get some good results from it.
Yeah, I'm positive we're going to get something good out of it. I mean, anytime you turn on a ghost box, you're going to get some form of communication. It may not be the communication that you're looking for, but 99 out of 100 times, you're going to get at least one message.
Someone will get
something. Well, and let's just hope. We're just hoping we're getting different messages. You know, that's going to, you know, it's going to be fun. I think there's going to be tedious to kind of review. You know, because you do notice in the ghost box, it does have its pros and cons when it comes to yes and no answers. You know, are you there? And, you know, you could, I think a lot of times you can pull a yes pretty much out of just anything running through the ghost box in most instances. You know, that's the most common thing I think you could mistakenly hear is, oh, it said yes. You know, so I want to see if there's anything that's, you know, easily unique. You know, when we've done some of our sessions, we've gotten full sentences, and obviously full sentences are, you know, very rare, and those I just can't dismiss. And that's, I think, what's the most exciting, and the part that I find the most intriguing is when you get those full sentence answers, because there's no way you can explain that.
Oh, I absolutely agree with you. And I categorized communications a long time ago in an article on meaningful communication, where yeses and nos and highs should basically just be tossed out. What we're looking for is a question and an answer. So you ask a question, you get an answer. So instead of saying, is there anyone here, say, please tell me your name. Tell me the name of everyone that's here. And then all of a sudden, if you get a string of seven or eight names right in a row, you know something's going on. And when you get full sentence communications, I classified that in a different article on ghost box communication, and those are breakthrough communications. They're ones that are sans radio, so there's basically no radio interference in the back end of it, and it's just pure communication from the other side. It's breakthrough communication. It's what we all strive to get, and I get them all the time. I'm hoping that a box left unattended will be able to kick out decent breakthrough communication just from people focusing on the session itself in real time.
Well, you know, we've gotten some, especially from our Breaking Darkness that we had shot in Mansfield Reformatory, that I'm guessing what were 10, 12 words long, and they were full sentences,
yeah,
that made complete sense. I'll have to share them with you. I'll just share them to you after the show. I'll send them over to you. Though you can't say you saw it, and it's probably the longest full it's like a paragraph. So, you know, it's good stuff. I'm hoping that, you know, something like that does occur to somebody during this, and, you know, experiment. But, you know, I'm hopeful that that happens.
Definitely.
So have you thought about newbies? We're going to have a lot of people who've never investigated before. We're going to have a bunch of people who've never used a ghost box or have had very minimal exposure to it. So they're going to be loading up a lot of evidence. Who is going to review the evidence as it goes up? Because there's probably going to be a lot of stuff loaded that there's nothing there for positive communication, just because the people who are loading it up don't have the exposure to ghost boxes.
Tim Woolworth. No, I'm just kidding. It's that's what we haven't talked about yet. No, I think what I would like for them to do in an ideal world that I'm going to offer, you know, a pretty decent you know, write up and summary of what to submit. But I don't mind if somebody submits their entire session. You know, we'll probably keep it down to about an hour session, just for that fact. But you know, if someone doesn't have the editing skills, you know, I'm hoping they can at least, you know, pinpoint by marking their, you know, we're going to explain to them how to mark their times, you know, as I mentioned before, the 8:12 mark, you know, listen here, or the whatever mark, listen here. And we're going to put together a panel of, you know, a couple people that are going to listen to it and see if they hear anything. And then, you know, I think what would only be natural is to have, you know, then a panel to review the panel, because it's, you know, if we get like a 75% or higher return on the same words, I think then you can consider looking at that as a legit, you know, anomaly compared to, you know, five people getting five different things on, you know, one specific timestamp. So, you know, I think we're going to start out by we'll be able to upload their entire session, or they can just upload specific pieces, or both, and then just, you know, put the proper timestamp, and then, you know, the panel of people who we have review it, you know, then we'll review each other's, you know, findings, and, you know, go from there.
Yeah, I think that's a really good approach.
You know, I don't expect like the newbie person to have all the high tech audio, you know, stuff to properly cut it and upload it and stuff. So if they upload the entire thing, that would be fine. But if they could just, you know, mark it, at least that will save us, you know, not listening to the whole hour. So, you know, but then on the other hand, if they're new, they're probably not going to even, there could be underlying stuff that comes through that they're not even going to know about. So, you know, it may be something that we might just review the whole thing, you know, I guess whatever comes about from the first one. It's a learning, and it's going to be open to peer review. It's good. So that's the other thing too, is it will be open to peer review as soon as they upload it. It's not going to be uploaded to a private server. It's going to be uploaded to a specific page on an area on liveparanormal.com that will house everyone's submissions. That will be open for, you know, peer review as well. So, you know, everyone can listen to everyone else's, you know, responses. You know, that has been one thing that I've been, you know, toying with, is the fact that even if you have these people who have never used the ghost box before, they might not know what to look for. You know, so you could have the best thing in the world, and they might catch it. So even though
I
put up the tutorials and whatnot.
Right, and speaking of that, Tim, is there any suggestions that you could make to anyone, whether it be someone who's new or someone who's well-seasoned, any suggestions or anything that you could give guidance, advice for them doing an ITC session?
Well, yeah, there's a lot of things. The first thing I would tell them to do is to mitigate any distractions in the surrounding. Just like if you're out on a ghost hunt, you want things to be quiet. You want to be focused so you can hear what's coming through. I would also say, because you are focusing your thoughts on this particular session, you should try to ask questions out loud and see if you get answers coming through the box directly answering your question. Even if the box is in Ohio and you are in California, still feel free to ask questions because you may get an answer through quantum entanglement. Don't be frustrated, especially when you're listening back. It takes time. It takes a lot of measured purpose to get seasoned ears. I would recommend always listening through headphones. That way, once again, it mitigates surrounding noise and you're more focused on the sound itself. And never do editing for or listening back for more than 10 minutes at a time. You will get ear fatigue and you'll burn out. So every 10 minutes, take the headphones off, stretch, get a drink, whatever, and then go right back to it. And then when you've actually gone through and you've edited things and you think you've got everything where it is, sit on it. Sit on it for 24 mm-hmm. hours. Sit on it for 36. Sit on it for a week. And then go back and listen with fresh ears, and you're going to hear things differently. That is what the seasoned ghost boxers do. You never listen to a session directly after you recorded it, and you never release the audio, your edited audio, directly after a session. You always want to give it time. Time and distance makes the session so much better.
Amen. Amen. Couldn't agree with you more. I know definitely about that ear fatigue when you do an investigation. You have all these recorders. You come home and you know, you want to jump right on reviewing everything. And it people, and especially dealing with clients and then people who are new in the field, they don't understand that it takes a long time. It could, you know, don't wear yourself out and sit and just go through and review, because you'll go crazy.
Yeah, and but if and you've got a if you've got a solid clip of audio evidence and you want to make sure you've got everything that you can pull out of it, you got to realize when I'm going through sessions, even someone who's been doing this for almost a decade, I can sit there and listen to a 10 or 12 second clip of audio for 20 or 30 minutes to make sure I pull every mm-hmm. last nuance out of it. So the more time that you put in, the more you're going to get out of it. And I would recommend, especially if you are new to the field, there's software out there that you can get for free, like Audacity, which will allow mm-hmm. you to take your recordings and do some really basic edits so you can pull the mm-hmm. audio out that you think has some valid communication. It's called Audacity. It's free, and there are a ton of YouTube videos that show you how to use it.
Yes, there are, and thank goodness for YouTube. Now, would you say that when you, I know from my experience, I want to see your take on this. When I listen to a file from one computer versus another computer, have you noticed sometimes that you hear it sounds different to you?
There's actually, no, with computers, it's a digital file, so mm-hmm. it should always sound the same. The only thing that could possibly be different by switching from computer to computer is the output mechanism. The little mm-hmm. jack for your speakers or your headphones could be cheaper in one computer than another, so you're not getting as much fidelity. That being mm-hmm. said, there is a specific term. I can't remember it off the top of my head. Alexander McCrae, who's been researching EVP for over 40 years, he coined a phrase where basically you can have something recorded and you go back and you listen to it 6 months later and the message has completely changed. I've experienced mm-hmm. it with both EVPs and ghost box communication, and I know a lot of other people in the field have as well.
Yes, I have. I totally understand that. I don't know the phrase. I actually didn't know there was a phrase for it, but I too have experienced that. And you know, thank goodness there's actually a terminology that references it, even though we don't remember what it is. And we're not alone. We're telling everyone you're not alone, because you do feel like, you know, especially if you mark your files. I have a binder system. I'm meticulous when I go through. If I go and I review that, I go to the file folder, I look, I pull it up, and I listen to it, and I go, what? You know, because, and I go, wait a minute, that's not what I heard. That I know that's not what I heard before. You know, you kind of start to think that you're going crazy.
know, well, you are partly crazy to be a ghost hunter in the first place.
This is true.
But once again, but it also boils
good to know
down
you're not alone.
To yeah, it also boils down to ear fatigue. Maybe you had ear fatigue when you were listening initially, and you go back
right.
with fresh ears. It sounds completely different, and that's why you always have to give that time and space to a session.
I couldn't agree with more. Very good. Love it. Rob, are you still here?
I didn't know if your phone was working. No, I was leaving you in anticipation. It was probably killing you if I was there, but you had a rhythm going, and I wasn't going to mess up your rhythm.
Right.
I thought you were coming with another strong question, but apparently you were wondering if I was there and acting in my silence. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I guess, let's see, where do we go from here? We've talked about the experiment. Is there anything you have going on personally? I mean, I love to talk about what I have going on, my ghost body experiment, but you know, is there anything that, since you took the time to call on as a guest for a couple, you know, an hour here, did you happen to, have anything you would like to promote or talk about, anything cool you have going on in the events? Or?
Well, I've got a handful of conferences coming up. I have one in Petoskey in northern Michigan. It's absolutely gorgeous. It's in an old haunted hotel. It overlooks Lake Michigan. Absolutely beautiful. That's going to have a great ghost hunt after. That's next Saturday, May 20th, the night of the Ghost Box release. I will be at another conference in Houghton Lake, Michigan. Smaller conference, but that night, the hunt will be at an old brothel / bar, and I've had nothing but amazing stuff happen there. So if I can find the time, I'm going to try to tune in the Ghost Box there for 15 minutes or so for the crowd to see what's going on. I also have an event in Dundee, Michigan. A locally renowned medium is renting out the place for the night for people, and I'll be going in there doing my Ghost Box stuff to add another perspective to mediumship. I'll be at Scarefest, which is really exciting for me, this October, and I've got a few other conferences coming up in the fall. And I'm also working on a new project. I can't quite spill the beans yet because it's not going to launch for another 2 months, but it's going to change the way education in the paranormal field is disseminated, and it's going to change the field for the better, and I'm really looking forward to it, and I'll make sure to let you know when it's up and running, Rob and Nikki, because it's going to be fantastic.
That sounds really exciting. That's awesome.
No, I'm looking forward to that. Hopefully we can maybe even do a even though we break the mold from our yearly interview. Maybe we can have you on for a quick call-in or something to talk about it.
All right. I'm game for that. It's going to be, it's going to be a complete and total game changer. And right now I'm in the middle of doing all the programming on the back end. And, you know how that is, Rob. It can be a major pain in the butt, especially when I'm integrating three different software platforms to get it done.
Well, I if it comes from you, then I think it's going to be fantastic. You know, like, I would trust it, so I can't wait to hear exactly all the details and, you know, count on us to help, you know, promote it as much as we possibly can.
Well, thank you kindly, sir.
You got it. So the Ghost Box night is coming May 20th. And obviously, you know, Tim was nice enough to, you know, give his advice and, you know, say that he felt it was a good project. I probably would have cried if you're like, no, this is stupid. So I'm glad that you agreed that it was a good idea.
Thank you for sparing him now.
Right. The tears. The
I
hours
have to
of
pick
tears.
The pieces up all night long. It would have been bad. Bad, bad, bad.
Like, why does Tim Worth hate my idea? So, you know, I'm glad that didn't happen. We didn't have to walk across that. Yeah, that would have been a nightmare.
That would have been awkward. Yeah.
It would have. But I definitely appreciate your time this evening. you know, we'll be in touch, and, you know, we'll get that link up within the next couple of days for the Ghost Box night, where people can you know, go in and pre-register. And it's going to be very simple. They can just, if you have a liveparanormal.com membership, which is free, you're 99% there, because you just have to press one more button to, you know,
wow,
to register yourself.
Half there. You're 99% there, guys.
Right.
Awesome.
I don't know if the math is actually correct. It's probably
give or take
10, 15, 99%, whatever. But if they, you know, register and they know where they're located, that's half the battle right there, and that's about it.
You know where you are. It's always a good thing to
know
where you're at.
If you know where you are, yeah, and you have a liveparanormal.com account, you're golden.
Golden, baby.
You know, You're in. You know, so
yep,
that's all we
what
all
could
we
go
need
wrong
is
after
we
that.
Wanna know. Right. What can go wrong? That's we probably just killed the project, because that's our code for whenever we say that something goes drastically bad. But
I know.
But we you know, I'm definitely looking forward to it. I think you know, hopefully a lot of people are as well. And we should get some good stuff. So, you know, thanks for calling in tonight, and no, we'll be in touch soon.
You're very welcome, guys. It's always a pleasure.
All right, thank you. You have a good rest of your evening.
Yes. I shall. You as well.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, there we have you know, Tim Woolworth, probably I think the best ITC guy out there. You know, outside of you and I, obviously.
Well, you know, I kind of give it to him just because, you know, ITC voices. I mean, you know, the man knows his box.
Right. Or boxes.
Boxes. Yes. And, you know, he's really put his heart and soul into, you know, this form of ITC communication, the various forms that fall within ITC communication, and he's got some great information on itcvoices.org. If you've never been over there, go check it out. It's my go-to source for finding my list of hackable radios. So find a list of radios,
yeah,
if you want to take that up and give yourself a try at, you know, doing your own hacked radio. You can find a list of radios that you can hack right there on that site, as well as tons and tons and tons of other information that I have personally found incredibly useful throughout the years.
Well, and that's the fun part, has always been. Then you go to his website, and then you like check eBay, and you follow the auctions to see which ones you can try to get on a steal.
Right, or you know,
you
can reference it. So if you trust eBay, and the description that says, "Oh, this radio can be hacked," I'm sorry, but I've seen a lot of them on there that are not actually what I've been told, that they are not hackable. There are updates to the list, so there's a regular list, and then there's the updated list. And I'm sure there's changes that could be made at many different given times, you know, where there's different models that may come out that can fall into that criteria. So I'm not saying those are the only ones, but I use it as my go-to source because it has a lot of the ones that I would personally feel more comfortable attempting to try it myself, if I'm going to try it. You know what I mean? Because, like, you could buy one that's hacked and spend a lot of money, or you could, you know, take your hand at it. Some of them still cost a lot of money. In fact, one of them was, I think, like thousands of dollars, and this was a not hacked radio. It's a very rare one, but of course, you know, I'm like, I want to hear what that one sounds like. Because I really do. I love ITC. I, you know, we all know this, the PSB7. A lot of people get headaches from it. I, too, can only do so much of a session. But there are some boxes that have a smoother sound to it, a smoother sweep, that don't have the ka-ka-ka demon, as I like to call it, that are more tolerable to listen to. So, you know, you kind of got to, can't dismiss ghost boxes at the PSP7 and just say, oh, no, that's not for me. You know, you got to really give it a chance, because there's lots of other options out there. And I think it's a, you know, a useful source. Do I know for a fact that we're communicating with anything? No, I don't. But sometimes you can't deny when you get an answer that is is so incredibly profound, you can't deny it. And I'd say we had experienced that probably, even though you already kind of have changed the way you felt about ghost boxes, I think that our experience for Breaking Darkness probably really, really made you be like, wow. Am I right, Rob?
Well, to be completely honest with you, I was definitely...
It was almost too good to be true.
Not necessarily. Well, I'll give you my timeline of ghost box interest. You know, we had started using it based on your recommendation, 2 years ago, I'm guessing. And, you know, it was one of those things that I could say I honestly was being stubborn on. And, you know, we were starting to get some interesting responses from the various ghost boxes that you brought along. And, mm-hmm. you know, then I kind of settled in on my favorite, and we've been using that a lot. And, you know, I would say I grew to really enjoy the responses that we were getting, and I'm hard to please. You know, I'm very skeptical. And we were getting stuff that I thought was direct responses to what we were asking, and I thought that was important.
Now,
you know, it wasn't...
Exactly,
it wasn't,
and I think you have
stuff.
One of my favorite ghost boxes now, not my absolute favorite, but I'd have to say my second favorite is the one that we used when we had that type of communication. I'm not giving the model number out because I'm trying to find one myself.
But why compete? But I guess when you're relating to Breaking Darkness, and you know, one day I think you know we'll let everyone you know share that.
It'll make sense.
Experience.
I mean, right now it's like we're talking out of our butt, but really, like this is
yes,
amazing.
I would agree that even though I was high on the ghost box, which I guess I shouldn't have put a pause
Whoa,
in high on
ghost box high.
Right, I was high on the ghost box.
I was taking a hit on the ghost box.
It doesn't sound funny, and it's like not meant to be funny. But until when you actually say it out loud, then it's kind of you like think twice. You're like, you know, because when you say about I was high on the ghost box, you know, like I think maybe the meaning of it has changed throughout the years, you know, the way it's interpreted. But you know, I enjoy.
Well, it's
it,
like a
know,
rush. It's like a sugar rush. It's like a sugar rush.
Right.
There you go.
And I was definitely, you know, on board with using it. And then we had used it at, you know, the House of Reformatory in Mansfield for Breaking Darkness, mm-hmm. the pilot / documentary. And what we had coming through, I mean, it essentially had changed. And we had used the ghost box there before.
Left me speechless.
Success.
Let's put it that way. And that's hard to do. I mean, I know we're still talking out our butts here because you haven't seen it yet. But, I mean, my facial expression in response to the types of responses that we were getting, I was like, what?
And it made sense. I mean, and not to give it away. I mean, the scenario is
you don't
this.
Give
we
it away.
We did a walkthrough. Oh, I'm not giving
oh my
it away,
God.
But we did a walkthrough.
About the
and basically the walkthrough, the gentleman who gave us a walkthrough, you know, mentioned a specific area gets specific mm-hmm. responses. It's mm-hmm. a more prone to a specific type of responses. And, you know, later on in the evening, we had gone down there. And to be honest with you, you know, you keep that in the back of your head. But, you know, when you're in the heat of the moment of your paranormal investigation, you know, you try to look back at your walkthroughs and stuff, but we
right,
we
but
really
you never
weren't based
on something.
Right, and we weren't. I don't think we ever do. You know, because we
no
try we don't do that.
I make
we
it a point to try not to be influenced by previous findings.
Right,
I can
right,
use
no,
them, but I don't want to focus directly on only one thing. You know, only talking
right,
to Mary.
We,
you know, I'm not going to only try to talk to Mary.
When you go back to it, it makes a lot of sense because, you know, what he was saying during a walkthrough, you know, it was kind of relevant to the responses we had gotten. You know, it's just a little bit more of a, like a rougher, tougher type of response that you would get from an inmate. And
yeah.
you know, that's
yeah,
the type of response that it was the type of response we got. And it was not necessarily just like a yes or no, I am here. I mean, it was... what, a 12-word sentence? And
at least,
you know,
yeah. And then it reiterated it and added an additional direction to it, a specific location.
Right.
And it was, so the previous response, in addition to a specific location, regards to the response.
It was fantastic.
So
I'm definitely going to, if it's okay with you, I'm going to send it to him, just that portion of it, and let him listen to it.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Watch it.
I would love to get his take on that. You know how I feel about this. I think it's very important to get other people's opinions, their take. You know, don't feed them the information. I'm very anti words on screens. I understand the need for it, you know, when you're going to the general public. But when you're doing peer-to-peer review or asking their opinion, giving them too much information, no, because you're putting that thought in their head. And I love when I can send something to someone and give them, like, a, you know, just basically say this part to this part, you know, or send them the clip itself and give them no information. Just look or listen. You know, and that's it. And then get their take on it. And I actually did a little project or study myself on that with a particular audio file. And, it was very interesting to see the outcome. So, but I want to get his take on it for sure.
And you and I have had success the way, you know, we normally do it, is you'll send it over to me and say, hey, listen, like in this 10-second period. And I'll listen to it, and I'll tell you what I get. Sometimes it matches up, sometimes it doesn't. And, you know, that's
right.
The
and
risk
you have to be willing to
it.
Understand that, you know, you might want to think that you hear something. And that's why it's good to get a few different people's opinion, because sometimes I think that as the person who's reviewing it, you get kind of, here, in reference to, you know, the Ghost Box High, you get, you know, audio review drunk, if you will, you know, and you kind of want to hear something so bad. So having someone else with a fresh set of ears, you know, just give a listen. And then not only just one person, but a few different people, you know, just to get their take. And it's nice to have people that you can do that with. And I think that this project coming up on May 20th is going to, you know, kind of open that idea up to others with that I think is so incredibly important. And I found to be incredibly beneficial for us, you know, with our investigations.
Well, definitely. And I think that, you know, and I'll admit, there's times that I like, you know, I just can't hear it. You know, I can hear it, you know, at least a part at this time. And, you know, we stay as true to form as humanly possible. You're not always going to hear the same thing. And, you know, I think that's the best part is when I hear it, you hear it, you're like, oh, that's definitely... You know,
then you start your wild tangent with your ragu. Do you remember that time I sent you the file and you're like, oh, a message from little ragu about spaghetti and raviolis?
Was,
and I'm like, oh my God, you're driving crazy.
It was, I can't remember what it was a real distinct name that I thought I had heard. I can't remember what the name was.
And clearly I did not hear this.
Oh,
it was
Francesco.
Joking around.
It was
taking it
too
far. Francesco, yeah. Francesco Rinaldi. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. I'm like, they're obviously saying, you know, go get Francesco. And you're like, what? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, do
I'm
some
like,
research
say,
on it.
What?
It's going to be from the Italian immigrants.
Yeah. That's a good way to.
I don't know how that ever turned out for you, but that's
multiple people's opinions. That's important.
But what was that? I'm sorry, I missed that.
I said it's important to get multiple people's, you know, input. You know, if you think you've got something that's incredibly amazing, you know, you can't just keep it to yourself. You know, you got to get other people to give you their take on it, and you have to be open-minded by being the one reviewing it as well as the one who's sending the file over. That someone might not hear the same thing, and you can't get mad. You just have to accept it. Not everyone hears the same thing, and that's just life. Sorry. We could listen to song lyrics, you know, and I could be, you know, singing along and singing something that is totally not even the right lyrics because that's what I think I hear, and you could be singing something that's totally wrong too, and you think that's what you hear, and ours are totally different. We look up the lyrics and we're like mind blown. I mean, I think everyone's had that happen at some point where they're like, "Do what? That's what they really said?" You know, so, I mean, it even happens with music. So, of course, something like an EVP or a disembodied voice or, you know, when especially with EVPs, when you've got the multiple classes, you know, something clear or something not so clear, you're going to have this happen. So, embrace it.
Oh, we've been in the room with, like, 6 or 7 different people and have people listen to it, and... You know, even with 7 people, you know, you can't be influenced, because I think the whole thing is like that person who's hearing this is right in front of you. You could be more influenced to be like, yeah, I guess so.
Right.
You know, then if
that's
they're not.
That's why
in the
I
room,
say, don't tell
know.
Me what you hear. Write it down. Everyone, write it down. Don't peek. Now hold it up. You know, and it's almost like, you know, not influence each other in any way, shape, or form. Listening to it, not looking over and hearing or having somebody else saying what they're hearing and kind of like holding up their signs going, this is what I hear. You know, and I do that when I'm in the field and I ask somebody, like, I'm doing like RT-EVP, which is real-time EVP. I'll hear something. I'll be like, oh, my gosh, listen to this. Okay, what do you think you heard? And it's almost like if I had my whiteboard, you know, we both had our whiteboards, we could write it down, turn it around, and show each other. We should implement that.
We should do some, like, there should be some kind of, you may have just hit something. You may have just hit something. We should do some sort of, like, game something, like, you know, you write it down on a board, and the other person writes it down on a board, and see if it matches.
Right. Well, I mean, that's basically
like,
what I did with my study was I sent the same particular audio file and I gave them the settings to listen to with a certain audio player for their computer. I obviously could not afford to send everyone headphones. Sorry, poor over here. But so that was a variable that I took into account. But using the same audio program with the same exact settings and asking people what they heard, and I did it across the world. I did many people, all different places, not at all influencing each other, all at different times. And you know, the responses that I got were very different. And I only had 2 that heard the same exact thing. And I thought it was odd that they both grew up in the upstate New York area. And the age variable was very drastic between the two. One was male, one was female. But those were the only 2 that heard the same thing. And it was completely different than what I thought I heard. So, you know, I think that perhaps where you grow up, you know, may have something to do with what you interpret as what you're hearing. Could be wrong, but my little study.
I'm going to agree with that. I'm going to agree because, you know, even though you and I driving distance are, what, 5 hours apart, 4.5 hours apart roughly, you do cross into a bit of, I think you have an accent. You don't agree, but, you know, I think that, you know, that accent does carry over into, you know, what you do here and what you interpret. So
I agree completely. Sure. Not necessarily with me having an accent, but I think that it has an influence on the way that you may hear something. So I just thought that was neat because they totally lived in different areas now. And, you know, there was no contamination as to the people talking to each other, you know. Well, they knew I was sending different files. So I thought that was really profound, very interesting. The 90-second lady just came on and yelled at me.
Oh, I hate her.
I know. She's like cracks a whip at you. It's like she's going to beat me.
Right.
I don't like her.
I either hate her or she's like the ultimate savior. You never know how that runs. But
yeah, I don't like her today. She's kind of mean.
No.
But
May
20th. Mark your calendars. Everyone, mark your calendars. May 20th. Ghost Fox Day, 60 seconds will be the Ghost Fox project experiment. I don't know what exactly you're titling that.
You know, and the thing is, just really quickly,
National
I think we're going to go with Ghost Box
Day of the month.
No, it's not. We're going Ghost Box Night.
Oh, I'm just kidding.
It's not national. It is. It's global. Global Ghost
it's
Box.
It's worldwide, baby.
Yeah, worldwide. It like I said, we're not the first to do an experiment online. We're not the first to run a ghost box online. But we have the means to do it, and the
right, and
online format.
What the outcome?
And We love the Ghost Box, and I think it's fitting
we love
for
us
the Ghost Box experiment.
Yep, so thank you,
and
everyone, for
coming
again to Live Paranormal Spotlight Radio. Don't forget, mark your calendars for May 20th, and it will be awesome. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great week.
Good night.